Penguin Random House Australia Audio proudly presents The Devil's Work, written by Gary Linnell, narrated by Peter Phelps, all rights reserved. Hell is empty, and all the devils are here. William Shakespeare, The Tempest. Devils, Demons, and Doubters. A note for listeners. This is a story about a gruesome and macabre series of murders in the 19th century and the twisted and damaged man who committed them. Despite its claims of demonic possession, hauntings, and incidents defying the laws of physics, it is not a work of fiction but a true tale that reflects the beliefs held by millions of people in the Victorian era. Any quotes have been sourced from memoirs, court affidavits, and contemporary reports of the time. Gary Linnell, September 2021. Part 1. She Ain't Pretty to Look At. A dark and stormy morning. An interview with the murderer. An encounter with a ghostly being. The fiend's deadly hand. A question of madness. His next intended victim. The killer's mother speaks from the grave. Resurrecting the dead. An interview with an occult specialist. The haunting of the house on the hill. 1. He cradled the dead body in his hands. It was such a beautiful thing. Death was a brazen thief that stole the warmth from his victims while he watched. But it never took everything. It still left enough to touch and gently stroke and remind him how majestic a corpse could be. Long after its heart had stopped pounding and its limbs had stiffened and its blood had clotted and turned cold. Besides, he was skilled in removing all traces of death's touch, for he was a man who took pride in restoring his victims to life. So patient was he, so precise. He could take a body twisted and frozen and bent out of shape, all matted with blood and bone fragments. Within a short time, it would be cleaned and propped up so lifelike, so alive, you were sure its eyes were gleaming and its chest about to rise with newly found breath. Who knew why he enjoyed doing this so much, or why it had become such a passion?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?